Live on location, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live on location here at River Falls, Wisconsin on this Thursday, the 11th day of July. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are here. We are loving the weather here, along with Trigvy Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We're back in Trigvy's hometown. Our great engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. We appreciate all the great work he is doing there. And Trigvy, it is great to be back here in your hometown, God's country, in River Falls.
Yeah, best place on earth.
How about that?
I know. Best people, best place.
Yeah.
Well, phenomenal. Well, I'm glad you agreed to come up here.
Well, I'm thankful for that you invited us.
It was really important to get up here, right?
So many great people.
Yeah, and it's important for people to hear around the state to hear about what's happening here. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you pointed this out to me, right? Like, you got up this morning to turn on the news, and it was all Minnesota news.
Yeah.
People don't get that, right? Like, right. the news ecosystem, because places like River Falls are essentially suburbs of the Twin Cities, you know, Pierce, St. Croix, Polk County, they live in a different information ecosystem.
Right. And also right across the street from the hotel we're staying at, the clinic there is University of Minnesota.
Correct.
So, I mean, you got to be okay with a Gopher doctor working on you, which I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're fantastic.
Yeah, we just don't like the Viking fans coming here. And we can talk with Rick about that a little bit.
As long as PJ Fleck doesn't make an appearance in the parade down here, we'll be fine on Friday. Okay? Row the boat in Minnesota. Don't bring it across the Mississippi River.
Honestly, you grew up in this part of Wisconsin, you're pretty bitter towards the purple wearers.
All right, fantastic. That's good to know. Well, making a surprise appearance, Mr. Zommer tells me off the phone lines here, we have a mystery guest on the phone. It may be a relative of Trigvy's. Let's go to the caller here on the phone lines. Welcome to the show, mystery caller. Would you like to reveal who this is?
Yeah, hi, guy. It's your little sister.
Hi.
I'm calling from Minnesota. I live in St. Paul. Whenever I go someplace and someone says, where are you from? I say, well, I live in Minnesota, but I'm from Wisconsin.
That's right. Yep. Your heart is always there. You know, Jersey, we've been having on, we had Gary Lubick on, who is literally the citizen of the year for all he does with the American Legion. Nice. We had Mike Miller to talk about schools. Yep. But what I wanted you to talk about, since we just went through this, and, you know, we hear this a lot on the radio show, you work with, and I'm really proud of this, my sister is like, she works with people who are aging and dementia patients and went to the University of Wisconsin. But we just went through, and I've talked about it just a little bit, you know, a hard time with our mom passing away and going through needing care. Talk a little bit about that and some of the challenges, but also some of the good things about Western Wisconsin as it relates to what we went through with mom.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I actually, in my other life, was the director for what was then the Department of Aging for St. Croix County. They've since become an aging disability resource center. They have those throughout the state of Wisconsin, located within the counties, so that neighbors take care of neighbors, providing resources with benefits, counseling, providing congregate dining for older adults in the community, rides, transportation, caregiver support. That's a huge thing as we took care of, well, both our parents, really, as the primary caregiver, having people who could, you know, walk alongside us to help take care of them and take care of us, because we also had young children, and we're trying to manage that between the different generations. So, yeah, I think Wisconsin, we try to talk mom into moving over to be closer to us in the cities. But, yeah, no, she refused to come over where there were too many Viking fans.
Yeah, that is true. She refused to do that. I think the other thing is, you know, and Todd, I think this is kind of gets to part of what we try and talk about around the state. You know, Jersey and I were really lucky because before my mom had to go into assisted living, She lived up in an apartment, and we had neighbors who were keeping track of her. And when she was having some struggles that we as a family maybe, you know, we kind of saw but we didn't see in the same way, River Falls is kind of a place where people reach out and are not only were helpful to her, like her neighbors, particularly during COVID, but also reaching out and saying, hey, you know, just so you know, we saw your mom and dad and it seems like they're struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
That's incredibly important that you have people that are willing to speak, you know, honestly to you. And I think that's one of the benefits of a town like River Falls. People are willing to do that.
Well,
yeah.
Lifelong friends. I was going to say, we both have lifelong friends. You bringing up Mike Miller. I mean, how long have you known Mike? He's been in your life since elementary school. I'm still really close
with Mrs. Kelly's first grade class.
School. And as I'm older, I just realized, boy, that's a pretty unique thing that you grow up together. And even classmates where maybe I just see them at a class reunion or maybe I run into them downtown. We can catch up about each other. We know their parents. We know their siblings. Heck, we can even remember who their dog and, you know, their pets were back in high school, who they dated, whatever.
Right.
Sometimes that gets to be a little much. But on the other hand, there's something about just a shared history and, pride and community. I think River Falls has that.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling in, Putz. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. So,
before we let you go, any quick trivia stories growing up together?
No. We're live across the state. Don't do that.
Exactly. What you see is what you get. I got to say, I think a radio show is perfect for Trig because, you know, it involves talking, letting people listen to him. He likes that. I'm just saying.
That is true, and you wouldn't want me on TV.
Yeah. No, oh Lord. All right. Well,
thank
you.
Thanks for taking the time. Yeah. Thanks for all you do for all of our great folks across the two states here. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling.
All right. Love you, Jersey.
Yeah,
have a good trip.
Yeah, love you too. Yep. Thanks. Bye.
There you go. Family. I mean, my family, my sister, brother-in-law were helping out yesterday. Your family called me.
Next guest, his sister. I just was asking about his sister. Not only was he a colleague of my mom's, now we got a dump truck here.
we had a
sweep streeper. now we got a trash.
That's what live radio is all about.
It is.
That's right. It's live radio, folks.
So Rick Foy, who you'll introduce here. Go ahead, introduce Rick, and then I'll tell the story.
All right, joining us at the table here, and again, we are live along the Kinnickinnick River here. Is that how it's said?
Yeah, Kinnickinnick.
Kinnickinnick. All right.
It's an Indian word.
Kinnickinnick River here. The 50th Annual River Falls Days. We're live here outside the Chamber of Commerce. That's why you hear the outside noise. And joining us live at the desk is Rick Foy from the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. And, Rick, thanks for taking the time to stop over here. Trivia and I are both proud alums of University of Wisconsin institutions and are huge believers in our UW system. Thanks for taking the time to stop over.
Well, thanks a lot, Todd, and thank you, Trigger, for having me. And it's just been, I've just enjoyed my role at UW River Falls so much. I'm also a product of the system, as are all of my siblings. And Trigvi and I will exchange some family stories, small world stories, in just a minute. But it's just a wonderful institution that impacts every part of our region. UW River Falls is really moving and very moving forward on a number of projects right now. It's just a great place to be.
Well, I haven't been at UW River Falls in 25 years ish or so. I was at UW Richland and then transferred to Platteville, where I did broadcasting. So we used to come up, you know, when Bo Ryan was at Platteville and do basketball games up here at River Falls, an occasional football game up here as well.
Yep.
And it's just a great institution and a great campus.
It is great. And right now, you know, over the last several years, we've added the Falcon Center, which is one of the best, if not the best, Division III facility in NCAA Division III athletics. Mm-hmm. Raymer Field, Smith Stadium at Raymer Field is a wonderful facility. We're in the process of building a new science building, which we call the Science and Technology Innovation Center, which we call SciTech. It will really transform not only campus, not only the River Falls community, but the entire region. We're really inviting business to be a part of it at the University Business Collaboration Center aspect. A part of that building will be just for those types of cooperative ventures. So it's really a ventilation of the university and where we can really team up with our wonderful business partners throughout the St. Croix Valley.
And that building's going up fast.
It is really going up
it's
fast.
It's going
fast. Just amazing. amazing. Yeah. And we were helped by the mild winter.
Right.
And it's just making rapid progress. And if you get a chance to drive by, it really does. It's a very, very impressive structure.
It's right by the hotel. Where it's
Rick, really? Well, yeah, we'll
right
check that out.
Street,
very
right
good. Rick, I don't want to drag you into the partisan politics of this. Always really careful we have on UW System folks.
Sure.
But there is, I'm going to describe it in my words, as an attack by some on the University of Wisconsin system and higher education in general. Talk to folks. I really think, and one of the reasons Trigby and I do these tours
sure.
is to bring understanding.
Right.
Because people, unless you understand something, you know, that's where it begins. We got about a minute here, actually a couple minutes, so go ahead,
right.
Before the next break. We'll bring you back after. But help people understand the economic impact of the community at large by institution like UW River Falls.
Well, it's a great question, Todd, and we face it every day. Our chancellor does a marvelous job leading this university. Maria Gallo says it best. Can you imagine the St. Croix Valley without UW River Falls?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that provokes thoughtfulness. And you're not just talking about so many in this area that benefit from an education, an affordable education, I might add, mm-hmm. and a quality education at this institution. But think of the business leaders, the community leaders who have stayed in the St. Croix Valley, graduated from UW River Falls, and have invested in this. I'll give you an example. Jeff and Christy Cernhaus, both chemistry grads from 1993, mm-hmm. they worked with our chancellor to come up with this vision of a science facility that changes the ecosystem of education, making it more experiential learning, collaborative education. This new building will be mostly lab space and collaborative space. There's only one classroom, conventional classroom, in the whole place. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that the state of Wisconsin supported this project,
right.
because we had support of people like Jeff and Christy,
yeah.
serial entrepreneurs, have invested in the St. Croix Valley.
And incredibly successful.
And incredibly successful.
He was a classmate of my sister's.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's
and
incredibly.
They have invested in this project $1.25 million.
Yep. Wow. Yep. That's incredible.
And that's our
incredible.
Share. Yep. And we're
still
part
live
of,
here.
Right, and still live here
home.
And continue
right.
to invest.
Right.
And we're just honored as our distinguished alums in May. Those are some of the examples of what kind of impact this university has.
We're going to come back and talk more with Mr. Foy here at the table for the University of Wisconsin River Falls, with Mr. Olson as well, his hometown. Tell you more about the 50th annual River Falls Days here along the beautiful shores of the Kinnickinnic River. Is that right?
Kinnickinnick River.
I'll get it right by the end of the show.
Best trout river in the state.
Look at the murals behind us. You can see the murals of trout. They're jumping back after this on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Not just homeward bound, he is home.
I am home.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and native of River Falls, joins me here at the Desk Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live here at the 50th annual River Falls Days. Joining us at the table, Rick Foy of the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Guys, off the text line, people either listening on the Civic Media app, you could download that, by the way, on your Apple or Android device. Just go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute, and it is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls.
Bayfield to Beirut, Nairobi to New Richmond.
That's right.
Civic Media.
Civic Media all around the world. It's a deal. And also off the text line right now, Steve listening up in WBZH in Hayward. The okay. Buzz of the North. Yeah. Steve, listening in Hayward, says, quote, please put body cams on Trigby and Mike. They need supervision. Happy River Falls Days, fellas.
I endorse that, Steve.
got to be somebody who either played hockey with back in the day or somebody who's from River Falls who knows us and is having fun with us.
By the way, we need to, I'm going to do this quick, Mr. Zommers, you can help me out here. We need to give away six Brewers tickets for tomorrow. And this is for tomorrow at 7:10 p.m. The Brewers play the Washington Nationals, and we're going to give away all six on a trivia question. If you're a regular listener of Wednesdays in particular with Trigvy, you'll know what his favorite sport was here growing up in River Falls and the sport he still plays today. Give us, what is Trigvy Olsen's favorite sport as a kid growing up in River Falls? First person with the correct answer wins. What was Trigvy Olsen's favorite sport growing up in River Falls? If you get the correct answer, you will win six tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game. You have to be able to get to Milwaukee and get to the game by 7:10 tomorrow and have a smartphone because the tickets are electronic now, not paper. 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Only taking phone calls on this one. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. What was Trigvy Olsen's favorite sport growing up here in River Falls? Winner gets six Brewers tickets for tomorrow at 7:10. One more time, 855-752-4842. Rick Foy, also off the text line here, we've got someone who is asking, are they, River Falls, hiring more faculty with the expansion of physical space for science?
Probably not the way it looks right now because of the financial restrictions that we're under right now. We're dealing with some budget deficits. In the short term, no. Mm-hmm. This was desperately needed space because our Centennial Hall science building was really bursting at its seams. And frankly, the labs were obsolete. So this is an opportunity to grow that. Centennial Hall will still be used as classroom space, but the new lab space will be utilizing most of our current faculty to man those positions.
One of my our regular listeners know that one of my former bosses, former state senator Dale Schultz, a former Senate Majority Leader, also a former chair of the University of Wisconsin Education Committee, who is retired, and he likes to say, you know what, we out here in rural parts of Wisconsin deserve nice things too.
Right.
And so talk about a minute or so about where your students come from.
Right.
And it's critical, the percentage of students from the go to River Falls, where do they come from?
It's very interesting. We're in a unique position, and Trigvy growing up here knows this. I grew up in Amory in Polk County. We're part of the Twin Cities metropolitan area, and our student population reflects that. Eastern Minnesota is very well represented here. In fact, 50% of our students come from Minnesota. So it's 50-50 approximately. Majority of our students come from the region, but we have such unique programs, particularly in our agriculture studies programs, our psychology programs, our STEM programs, which is one of the reasons we're building this new science building, are among the best undergraduate programs in the country. Our placement rate for graduate programs in physics, chemistry, psychology, and the like are astounding, upper 90%.
But think of that for a minute, just for a quick second. I mean, how many students, they might not have the money or ability to drive into the cities to go to school,
no,
let alone Madison or Milwaukee. And River Falls provides a unique and important opportunity for rural kids in this state, Northwest Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what the presence of UWRF. Now, what's interesting about this weekend and you being here, it's the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days, and we're celebrating the sesquicentennial of UW River Falls. 150 years in this region, 1874. And it's been close to our families, Trigvy and mine. Yeah. My mom and dad both grew up. My mom grew up on a farm between River Falls and Hudson. My dad grew up southeast of River Falls and Ellsworth. This was an affordable place. They dreamed of becoming teachers, and this was as great a teacher's college as there is in the state of Wisconsin. And 150 years, 1874 was when it was established. And they often said the world opened up to us from their rural growing up years, they came here and the world just opened up to them.
Congratulations on UW River Falls and that Sasquatch Centennial. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Eric driving on I-39 with our answer to our trivia question for the 6 Brewer tickets for tomorrow night down at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Eric, keep her between the lines. Drive carefully. But what is the answer? What was Trigvi Olsen's favorite sport growing up here in River Falls?
Hockey.
Yep, that's true.
You are correct, Eric. Thank you. Can you go to the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, you got it.
Sorry, what?
And the reason I call Mike Scoop, he was the goalie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rick knows that. Yeah. So Rick,
exactly.
Yeah, Rick's cousin is my best friend. And
well, congratulations, Eric. Can you go to the game tomorrow night?
Yes, I can. Thank you very
much. Fantastic. Hang on the line. Don't hang up. Hang on the line. Mr. Zomers will take your information here during the break. So congratulations, Eric. You're going to the Brewers game tomorrow. Don't forget, you can hear the Brewers across our civic media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, and Racine in Kenosha. I believe I know what's in front of me, but it's always a good time on those stations.
So not only – here's the thing. So not only have Rick and I known each other since I was a little kid, but do you know what? Rick's wife was Pat Kreitlow's first boss, so need to have a in radio.
Right.
Yep, when he was cutting his teeth.
Wow. Right.
Now I was in middle school at that point.
I was just beyond middle school.
No, I wasn't actually in middle school, but I was so bad. I was in middle school. Pat and I were in college at almost the same time. He was a senior when I was a freshman. Anyway. Did I just admit that I missed?
Yeah, you did.
Anyway,
you did.
Well, Rick, the bottom line is Rick.
Rick.
We've known each other for ages, and his sister taught with my mom, and when my mom was, we were saying to my mom, it's okay to go, is there anybody you need to talk to? One of the people my mom said, I need to call Judy, his sister.
Wow.
Say goodbye. So
it's our neighbor. It's about family up here, right?
It really is, right?
Yeah, and
it's such a small world.
Rick Foy, you're an important part of this community. You're an important part of an institution here in Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Thank you for all you do, and best of luck on this Sasquatch Centennial.
Thanks so much, Don, and thank you, Trigvi, for having me. Appreciate it.
Stay
Have
tuned.
A great weekend.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned. More live from River Falls, a little bit of news for you, and then we'll wrap it up for River Falls. Don't go anywhere here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are coming to you live from the 50th Annual River Falls Days here at River Falls, Wisconsin. Glad to have you along with us. Trigvi Olsen will be back in just a minute. He's going around and saying some hi to some folks here around River Falls, Wisconsin. We are going to take a minute to bring you a bit of news. And as our show theme here says, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and at certain times it is not always comfortable, but I think it's important to continue to bring folks the truth. That's one of the flagship principles of this radio network, and it's one of the reasons that I am proud to work thereof. I'm going to read a statement that is going to be released, if it has not been, within the next few minutes from Civic Media. I believe the Capital Times here are in Madison. Madison Newspapers is going to have kind of the online and print exclusive to this, in addition to,
that
of course, Civic Media News.
Inaccurate, it seems.
Pardon?
Not
it's going to be released soon. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get things in my ear the last minute here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a statement from Civic Media here, and then we're going to have our CEO and owner of Civic Media, Sage Wild, come on and discuss it a little bit with us. So this is a statement regarding edits to the July 3rd interview with President Biden. I'm reading now from the statement from Civic Media. The Earl Ingram Show was one of two radio programs contacted by the Biden campaign following the June 27th debate to speak with President Biden. The interview was recorded on July 3rd and aired on July 4th on Civic Media radio stations across Wisconsin. On Monday, July 8th, it was reported to Civic Media management that immediately after the phone interview was recorded, the Biden campaign called and asked for two edits to the recording before it aired. Civic Media Management immediately undertook an investigation and determined that the production team at the time viewed the edits as non-substantive and broadcast and published the interview with two short segments removed. In the interest of transparency and consistent with Civic Media's mission and core values, we are sharing the edited segments now and making the full unedited interview available. Given the gravity of the current political movement, the stakes in this election, and the importance of public scrutiny of public officials in the highest office, we, Civic Media, believe it is important to share the information. The we have the two edits, Mr. Zomers. Do we have the audio of the two edits?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's hear the first cut that was edited out of what was originally broadcast.
In addition to that, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president, all of the presidents combined, and major positions, cabinet positions.
That was cut one that was edited out by our team at Civic Media. Here is the second cut that was edited out on what played last week.
I don't know if they even call for their hanging or not, but they said they're convicted of murder.
And that was in reference to Donald Trump calling for the death penalty of the Central Park Five. So the full unedited interview is being made available at civicmedia.us. I'm sure will be after this interview available at other places as well. And in reading now again from the statement from Civic Media, with a high profile interview comes a listener expectation that journalistic interview standards will be applied even for non-news programming. We, Civic Media, did not meet those expectations. Civic Media disagrees with the team's judgment in the moment, both with respect to the handling of the interview questions and the decision to edit the interview audio. We have taken this opportunity as a new media organization to clarify our internal policies to ensure that everyone in the organization understands the standards we expect for live and pre-recorded interviews, particularly for commentators and other non-news personnel. A policy defining Civic Media's content production standards for non-news programming that covers our opinion content, including The Earl Ingram Show, is in the process of being reviewed and finalized. Based in part on our published Civic Media News Ethics and Standards, which parenthetically can be found on our website, that applies to hard news. Finally, Civic Media unequivocally stands by Earl Ingram and his team. Earl is an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin and remains a crucial member of the Civic Media organization. The decision to make the request edits to the interview was made in good faith. While we disagree with the decision, we, Civic Media, stand by our team. This has been a learning experience, and we will do better moving forward. And all inquiries can be directed to press@civicmedia.us. Joining us now live from our world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, in our studios, is CEO and owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil. Sage, I appreciate you coming on camera and on the microphone today. Not always easy times in this business, but I thought the statement was well written, well thought out. And I go back to our first conversation when you and I discussed about coming on board this network. I said, what do you expect from me, Sage? And you said, tell the truth and do it with integrity. And I think the fact that when we get it wrong, and in this case we did, we explain it, we tell people what happened, transparent, and we explain it.
100%. Yep. It's good to be here, Todd. I wish it was under lighter circumstances. But it's important that this information be shared with the public, given the scrutiny that the president is currently under, and given the importance of this political moment.
Yeah, and I wanted you, and I so appreciate you coming on, because let's just face it, not every, and you know, things like this happen in a media organization, locally, regionally, nationally. We're all human. People sometimes make mistakes, but not every company, particularly the owner and CEO, is willing to go on camera and go on the record and talk about it. So I think it's great just to talk about it. One of the things I wanted to ask you is how you, as owner and CEO and the leadership, came to putting the statement out, and what brought you to this point?
Yes, so this came to my attention late Monday night. And as CEO, I first needed to understand what had happened, do an investigation, and then make sure that this can't happen again so that we can set the appropriate policies and procedures and training to ensure that we're in a better situation going forward.
Yeah. One of the things too, you know, I never worked at the, you know, at the national level, the presidential level, but I know people who have. I know press people who have worked at national press organizations. And I would just point out parenthetically that I don't think it's unusual to have campaigns have discussions like this with a news organization. But I think what makes this newsy is the time and the situation that we are in with the Biden campaign, with the questions by some, not all, surrounding whether President Biden has the ability for a second term, whether he should be removed from the Democratic ticket, whether he should step down. And these two interviews, both on our network and another radio station in Philadelphia, were meant to show people that, well, he could just do it off the cuff. And I think that that situation makes this unique, not that what happened with Civic is a unique moment.
I don't disagree. I think it's important for the public to be having this conversation about whether Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democratic ticket and whether he's our best candidate for president, certainly.
Yeah, and you've made it very clear that you and your wife are one of the top givers to the Democratic Party. You've never shied away from that. You've always been very transparent about it, mm-hmm. but you made it very clear to all of us that work for you in civic media that we're not here to be a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Well, let's not gaslight anybody. In this particular moment, we were literally a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Again, no misintent here, but through circumstances that well-meaning people, that's how it comes off, obviously. And you're not here to defend the Biden campaign, but I think this is a question that they need to go back to their team and ask as well.
I think that's why it's all the more important for us to be clear about what had happened in this situation and be completely transparent about how it happened and what is going to be our policies going forward.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only other comment I want to make there is that although I've been a large supporter of Democrats in the past, that's not because I'm a pure partisan. It's because it's been very clear in those elections that was the only choice that was a reasonable person could make in order to support the future of our democracy.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Another thing I want to just address and get out there so that it's in your words and that there's not, you know, hyperbole or misconstruing of the facts or how you feel as the owner and CEO of Civic Media. You know, the other person involved, the other radio host from the Philadelphia station, what they used the term came to a mutual agreement for her to part ways with her station. In this case, Civic Media, it appears, has made the decision not to fire anyone over this. Just explain what has led you to that decision.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Earl is an invaluable voice for Wisconsin and for Milwaukee and for Civic Media, and we certainly stand by him. I think the failure here was not by the team, but by the organization in providing the appropriate guidance in order for them to know how to handle these types of interviews. This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Yeah. You know, Chris Matthews, former, you know, presidential aide under the Carter administration, then he had a show on MSNBC. He wrote a great book called Hardball. And one of the things he talks about is, you know, there's this kind of way that people think politics and government should work, and then there's actually the way it actually does work. And he wrote these kind of rules and lists in politics, but it applies to a lot of things, and media in particular. And one of Chris Matthews' rules in this book, Hardball, is if you have a problem, hang a lantern on it. Which means if there's something wrong, just be transparent and let people know, because usually if you're it's never the thing that you do wrong in our lives, doesn't matter personal or professional, it's if you try to cover it up or walk away. And I commend you personally, and this is why I'm proud to work for Civic Media, because a mistake was made. There's no cover up. We're just going to say what it was. We're going to learn from it, and we're going to move on. Is that an accurate reflection of where you're at as well, or am I just off?
Absolutely. I think the important thing here is transparency. We're a new organization. This is the first time many of these situations have come up. The important thing is that we learn from our mistakes and use these opportunities in order to establish and continue to build trust with our audience that we're going to do the right thing.
Yeah. I think by coming forward like this, talking to our viewers, our listeners directly, I'm just more proud to work for you and for this company, because it shows that people take ownership of mistakes, and then we're going to learn and we're going to do better. Like you say, you know, we're still relatively new, you know, these stations all across. Where are we up to now between our news, talk and music, well into the 20s now across the state of Wisconsin, right?
That's right. Yep.
So good things are happening, and we have tremendous people, including Earl Ingram, on our staff here that bring unique voices. And, you know, I'm a former Republican for 30 years. My former boss, Scott Klug, a Republican, has a podcast on your network and a radio show, Lost in the Middle. We have the former second gentleman in Wisconsin, Joel Clayfish, with his outdoor show, a Republican. So it's not just all Democratic voices on this network. You do invite people from different perspectives in here, and I think that's part of what makes Civic Media unique, and I think that our listening audience is better for it.
Absolutely. I think that's a critical piece of Civic Media's brand and our strategy, is to invite a variety of voices and model the types of substantive conversations that move the public's understanding forward. We need real information. We need honest facts. We need transparency, not just from our media organizations, but also from our governments. And our mission is to provide that information to the public.
Yeah. Sage, while anything that I have not asked you that you think that folks should be aware of that you want to talk about in this situation?
No, I think you've covered it.
All right. Well, we'll bring you back in happier times and have an update, because there are so many great things. We're going to be at the Republican National Convention next week. And, of course, we have plans as a network to be at the Democratic National Convention as well. And, again, to bring people the truth wherever it may lead, as we say on our show. And the key is just to be transparent and to talk. And I hope people realize that what you just heard from Sage, this is the same guy you just heard and saw. That he is when we're sitting in the office, just he and I, or one or two other people. I mean, you're the real deal. You're genuine. You wear your passion and your honesty on your sleeve. And so I'm proud to work for you. I'm proud to work for this company. We learn and we move on. Thank you, Sage, for taking this time.
Appreciate it, Todd. Good to be here.
Yep, thank you. Sage Wild, CEO and owner of Civic Media. We're going to come back and talk with Trigby Olson, wrap things up from River Falls days here along the Kinnickinnick River. Or something like that. I'll get the pronunciation right yet. Stay tuned on the Civic Media Ready Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from River Falls, the hometown of Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. We're at the 50th Annual River Falls Days here from River Falls, Wisconsin. Trigby, it is a beautiful day as we turn a page here and talk about the positives of what makes Wisconsin great. It's the weather. I mean, it's a little humid, but it's July, for God's sake.
Summer in Wisconsin is right? Awesome.
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's so good to be home. I'm excited to hang out with my peeps tonight.
Yeah.
Just ran into my high school classmate. I do feel bad. I want to give a shout out to Bikes and Brews. We talked about doing it. It's just down here.
Oh, really?
It's owned by two high school classmates of mine, Matt and Stephanie Johnson. Just awesome people.
Yeah.
You can go. You can bring your bike. They'll fix it up. You can rent a bike. But you can also sit and drink beer. They have live entertainment. And they bring in food trucks. So, like, it is, and you're right there on the Kinnickinnick River. I had reached out to them, they're closed on Tuesdays, about doing the show from there, and unfortunately, I didn't get Matt's call back, but they were so excited about it.
Well, how about this?
So
how
I about felt you, really bad
about
that.
How about after that? We get stuff packed up, I buy you a brew down
I
there.
I would love that.
Afterwards.
I would love
and then
that.
Maybe when we come back in September, maybe we do it from there.
Yeah, I said that to her.
Yeah.
I said we're going to come back through. So,
yeah.
We have our class reunion down there. The
really?
Party. Yep. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Mr. Zomers, you said you got a couple of texts here about what's going on here in River Falls. What do you got? Oh, maybe he's here. My sister Heather says, like the greaser, Kinnicky. In the movie Grease.
Yeah, she was saying that at the beginning of the show when you first tried to say the name of the river, and then we're being corrected. And then just a couple minutes ago, Andrew in Maine also commented saying, every time Todd says the name of the river, you know, I think of Kinnicky from Greece. And then great minds think alike, right, Todd's best sister?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know what? I rarely post work stuff on Facebook. Yeah. You know that.
I know that.
That's like a safe space. Right. But I did post that we were here in River Falls because this is a River Falls thing.
Yeah.
In addition to going to Stephanie and Matt's for a beer, we need to walk over to my other high school classmate, Samantha Keynes. She has the best cupcakes and like baked goods.
Say that
right over
there. Say the name of the place
again. Samantha Keynes. I don't know the name of the place, but it's right here on the corner. Amazing cupcakes. My girls want to go there every time, so I'll go buy you a cupcake if you give me a beer.
Nice.
Well, you're ripping stuff down. I'll run and grab one.
I mean, this is what part of what makes Wisconsin great, Trigvy, are all these independent, great places to grab a beverage, to grab food. And I mean, these people, I mean, because I used to have a small coffee business, I mean, these people are getting up before the sun comes up and going to bed after the sun goes down just to make sure there's a local business with quality stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And people from the community gather there. I mean, we went to another classmate of mine's. We went to a place for breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the cafe, but it's right on Main Street.
Yeah.
You know, it's Chris.
It was great.
Chris's place. And fantastic.
Yeah, you
fantastic
had a cinnamon
food.
Roll.
And honestly, the lunch there, the turkey sandwich.
I know.
Killer.
They had a homemade maple syrup from the area up here. It was fantastic. I had that on my pancake and my bacon.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to do one of these in September. I told you I've got somebody that wants to come along now and join us on that. And we need some viewers to suggest places that are great in Wisconsin.
And we'll do that. We'll do that. My sister says to Andrew Maine, yes, absolutely. Great minds think alike. And we have the sanitation folks behind us. There they are right there.
Yeah, because they want the streets to look good.
They're blowing the debris off.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
This is why I love some people. This would get under their skin. I love every part of live radio. I don't like the editors. I mean, podcasts are great, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I just love the live part because you never know when a street person walking behind you with a blower is going to go into your shop.
Yeah, and you know, my sister was giving me a little bit of a bad time, but she did say that to me. She's like, I can see why you love going on and doing radio. Like, she totally got it, right? Because honestly, I say this to you in all truth, Todd. My best professional hour every week is coming on and talking to your listeners and talking to you.
You're too kind. And
it's so much fun.
It's really the highlight of my week.
There's so much good stuff going on.
Yeah.
In fact, I said that to my friend who owns Bikes and Brews. I said, we're just out trying to highlight all the good at a time when there's all this division. Like, the division, we need to stop judging ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop having the central identity of who we are, our politics, and get back to our central identity is who we are and what we do. And people like Gary Lubick and my buddy Mike and all these people, Rick Boy, who are doing great things for Russ, who are doing great things for great communities. Yeah. And the guy who's blowing off the street.
And
honestly,
the guy who's
the leaves,
blowing the leaves.
You don't want to have leaves on your pathways.
No.
Kids are going to be walking down it.
And I mean, look, I forgot to give your buddies. I got shirts right there. We got
I'll
so busy today. Beer, cheese, football, and radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what part of what makes Wisconsin great, too.
100%.
Well,
100%. I we're going to have a good week in Milwaukee next week.
Yep.
It will be a different show.
Yep.
Obviously, we're going to be focused on the political stuff, but.
And you know, I think people should know. I mean, I'm going to be there tomorrow. Trigvy's going to try to call in. So that's where, as soon as we pack up and have a brew.
I may not, because, so I want to give a little plug. Yep. There's no space left, but one of the things I didn't say when Mike was on. So years ago, we had a high school classmate, Mike Prine, who passed away from cancer, died when we were 19. And he had a son earlier. And we got together and we played in the River Falls Days softball tournament and tried to win the beer drinking trophy so that we'd get the $100 prize to start a endowment for his kid, right? That has grown into something called Rhinos. It raises upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars for families that are dealing with cancer.
Wow.
And they give away gift certificates and stuff in the area. It's the golf tournament tomorrow. And all of us who started it up 35, 40 years ago are going to be there playing golf. I will try and definitely at a minimum call in from the tournament. But it is a great organization. For those of you who are listening in places like Amory, it helps people all across St. Croix County and all these places. You should look into it.
That's not couldn't have thought of a better way to end the show.
We never imagined that that's what we were going to start. And it's such a great tribute to Mike.
No better way to end the show, Trivi, because what you just described, that is quintessential what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah, it is. It is. What makes Wisconsin great is not the politicians and our politics or government. What makes Wisconsin great is the people of Wisconsin. And people in Wisconsin need to recognize, like, how lucky they are to live in a place where that's like that, because I have lived all over the world and most places are not like that. And no. we cannot let our political identities become our realities. We need to get back to those realities of who we are as people in our day-to-day lives.
I thought Maria Shriver at the beginning of the week, I'm going to paraphrase it, but she basically said, don't forget to be still and just remember who we are as people and what's really important. Because it's in here. It's in our hearts, Trigvi.
Right.
And you're like, to your point, it's not politicians or political agendas. It's what's in each and every one of us of Wisconsin and our friends and neighbors, and that's what makes Wisconsin great.
100%.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project, thank you, my friend. Good luck on the links tomorrow. Maybe we'll hear from you, maybe we won't, but we'll catch up with you in Milwaukee, the RNC, on Monday for sure.
Yep.
For the rest, thank you, Trigvi. We'll see you live from Milwaukee tomorrow. We're on the road after a cupcake and brew. Thanks to all of our guests, Mr. Zommers, and of course our CEO, Sage Weil, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Until tomorrow from Milwaukee, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.